Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Once again, your song of the day, a live version of Telephone Wire by Jeff Lynne and ELO. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers, song of the day.
Bill's is mesmerized because that was incredible art.
What year again, Jake?
I believe 1976 is
okay.
What I have.
Okay.
1976.
It was 76 is exactly right.
The You miss one thing on with that live version is there's an incredible start to that song. It's kind of, it sounds like they make it sound like a phone call.
They do.
It's an incredible start to that song.
You're right.
A chance to go back and listen to it.
I don't know if they could do that live.
They couldn't do that live, right. I'm sure. So they're not down on Heyman for making that selection.
Okay,
go ahead, Steve.
Think about something, Bill. Think about this. The lines are pretty mundane. Hello, how are you? So you yeah. wrote this down. You write on a piece of paper in your yeah. notebook. Hello, how are you? How have you been through these lonely, 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 lonely nights? That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you just pick up that telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's not much there. But if you put a symphony behind that, that sounds incredible.
It sounded incredible. I closed my eyes.
It was a nice sound.
If you put a big production, yeah, exactly. A grand production.
Just imagine, let's go over it again.
Yeah.
They walk in, guy goes, I got a song. It's a killer one. Read the lines again.
Okay.
Read the start of it again.
It's so good.
I've got
Hello.
An iconic song.
Hello. How are you? How have you been through these lonely, 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 lonely nights? That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you just pick up that telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on a bar napkin.
Yeah.
And you read that and you go, well,
you got one there.
Can we get a symphony? I think we can. And if we do, this song's going to roll.
I got a symphony. All right, you're good to go.
And they produced a song that was
gorgeous.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
All right, Rick wants to interject here.
Rick, so quick. Eventually we'll get to you, Rick. We got some other things we're going to cover.
So quickly, incredible rendition of it. I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe that was live.
I've never heard it live. I'm glad I did, and especially in the headphones. Live, all of it, symphony, 9.446.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah, that song is Better Times. 93999.
Go, Jake.
Yeah.
I'd go with an 8.5. It's a good sound. 8.5?
8.5.
You guys are both the nines. I'm going to 8.5. You want to guess Ellie's score?
6.1. She's not going to quite get it.
Ellie?
She's still writing it. 5.6. Okay, not a bad assessment.
The great
there.
Bambino, Ellie.
Now, hold it. Hang on real quick. Ellie, did you hear the opening line, Steve?
Do you want me to do this again?
Yes, one more time. This is greatness.
Hello. How are you? How have you been through all these lonely, 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 lonely nights?
On that note, we are now joined by
Rick's on.
Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. We got high scores and an interesting lyrics off the bat for you. From Telephone Line.
Thank you, gentlemen. I need to correct the record here, please.
Okay.
Point of privilege. That telephone part is at the beginning of the song. Jake cut it off.
As you know, we have rules on how much we can play for song. We can't have all instrumentals to start. So.
Okay.
But it's the best part of the whole song. And...
Leave it to me to mess up again.
You had to get, Rick, you had to move on. We had to get some, if not, there's too much instrumental.
I had to get some lyrics.
I got to agree with Jake on this.
Okay, well, just, I'm correcting the record.
Okay.
It is on there, and it is right after the part where Jake cut it at the end as a break in the middle of the song. So that was live. It was in Wembley Stadium, I think, 7 years ago. They are still out on tour right now, their final tour, which is mainly Jeff Lynne, and I think there's one other old guy, and then all the rest of them are younger. But seriously, I'll put it on my Facebook, but the Breakers should go pull this video up as soon as this segment's over. Well, I mean, when the show's over, and listen to it, because that part is on there. Now, I'm going to change things up a little bit. Instead of giving you a bunch of facts and figures, I'm going to tell you why I like this song.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that's why you like the song. It means why I like the song. In the beginning, ELO, I thought they were gimmicky when they were, you know, just coming out of the box. I didn't get it. You know, there's a lot of bands like that. Rush. I thought Rush was weird and gimmicky. There's a lot of bands, and all this old country that I never used to listen to, that's all I listen to now. So, hey, even old dogs can get retrained, and they're spectacular. That's all I can say. Now, further, Coach, those are real strings. Those are not synthesizers. They play that live. That's like five strings, and they've been touring together for 50 years. Those are real violin cello players. And that's what I always thought was gimmicky, but it's not. It's great. So, ELO, what are you going to say? They're still on tour. If you get a chance, you know, probably, what do we got, 3-4 months left, maybe? That guy, Jeff Lynne, has got to be 77, 78 years old. And he's not near as crisp now as that. And that was 7 years ago. So if you get a chance, go see him. So here's what I like. We didn't get to play it, but it starts out in a minor key with that telephone. And it's that British telephone. The Beatles were the first ones to do that little British ring, which is different than the American ring. And then it was in minor, so it was real kind of dark in the beginning. It sounded like a rainstorm. And then it goes into this major key where he starts singing. And yeah, those lyrics aren't much, but neither were She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah by the Beatles, you know.
No, I know. I get it.
You know. Yeah.
I mean, I get how it works. I get it.
Yeah, it's just a song. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, it's sad. Really a sad, sad, sad song. And if you watch this video.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I mean, it's in a football stadium, so there's obviously 100,000 people there, and the looks on people's faces as they're playing it it says it all, because it has a great meaning, obviously, to a lot of people from that era or even later. So, anyway, there are no overdubs on this song. This is all real. They play that live. The only synthesizer on this is that little, there's a little jizzy jazz at the beginning.
I thought I heard jizzy jazz. I said that to Steve.
Well, he didn't play that part, so you probably missed it. Jizzy jazz. So with that in mind, I love ELO now. I mean, anytime an ELO song comes on, I crank it to 10. I just think they are one of the most underrated. And Jeff Lynne, of course, was in the Traveling Wilburys with all those guys. And George Harrison was his best friend, and John Lennon was his other best friend, and these guys were all just incredible, came out of nowhere, dirt poor England, you know, back in the day, and became these superstars just by doing it right. And so I just respect the heck out of that, and I really enjoy their music. So with that in mind, Stump the Sippers.
Here we go.
We're going to do this just a little bit different. Pardon me. I'm fighting the flu. Sherry's here. She's been sick for five straight days.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to fight it. It's going around. We're trying to kick it here. Okay. We're going to go with phones as our trivia today. So the first question is to sip.
Okay, Rick, I'm ready.
Pay phones are still out there, believe it or not.
They are. I saw a couple.
I can't read my handwriting. How many payphones are still around? More or less than 50,000 payphones in the United States?
Oh boy, I saw one in the Nashville airport actually. The Nashville airport has an old part. Blah blah blah. More than 50,000.
You get a diamond. It's 100,000.
Nice job, Steve.
100,000 payphones. Nice job, Zip.
Okay. Isn't that crazy?
One for one.
For the coach.
Bill Bush.
Back in the old days, and I remember this, there was a particular type of phone line, mostly in rural areas. What was that type of phone line call that people used in their homes?
I think you know this.
Well, there was just call it a country line, or you had a different ring for each house was what it was.
What's it called, though?
I don't know the name, but I know what it is. Like there'd be 10 people on it if it rang party line. There you go, Steve. If it rang three times quick, that was your call. If it rang once, it was yours. Party line. That's correct.
Party line is correct. You get a diamond. My grandmother had one.
I didn't overstep my
bounds. My grandma had a party line.
I had it described all the way.
You did. You did.
It was crazy. You pick up the phone and Bertie was talking to her friend Gladys. And you had to hang up, or you would have to come on there and say, hey, can you guys speed it up? You got to make a call.
Bill, Columbus was too big for that. Columbus was too big for that.
I know there would have been party lines outside of rural. There would have been party lines.
Oh, there were. My grandma lived in Beatrice, so they had them.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and last question. I got two of them.
Okay, two last questions.
Yeah, two last questions. Is ELO in the Hall of Fame, and this is for everybody, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes. 100.
Yes.
100, you get diamonds all the way around.
Brilliant.
2017. And the induction ceremony online is fabulous. George Harrison's son inducted them in. It's great. Check it out. And in the very beginning, what was the very first greeting that people used on the telephone? And it was not good. Hello, okay? It was something else. It was not hello. You picked up the phone, can you name what that was?
Sup.
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 I guess that's probably wrong.
Abraham Lincoln was saying that.
Yeah, back in the 1800s. Sup.
What was it, Bill?
I have no idea.
It was ahoy.
Did you ever say ahoy, guys, in the phone?
Back in the day? Ahoy. Like a ship nautical.
Yeah,
ahoy.
Interesting. Ahoy.
Chips ahoy.
Are you making this up? Are you pulling your leg?
Chris P says ahoy on YouTube also. Yeah. He had it right
ahoy.
There.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Right. Go look it up.
Ahoy.
Well, there you go. Phone trivia.
Thank you, Rick. I hope you get over your flu bug.
Yes.
Thank you. It's
flu and concussions. A lot going on with you.
It's been a rough
There's
couple
a
months.
Lot.
Yeah.
Rick, what's happening right now?
It's very complicated.
What's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Rick?
Hey, folks. Breakers. I want to thank the Breakers for their incredible business and their loyalty to Sauter Heyman Jewelers. We are four generations, 120 years old. We got Bill, my grandfather. His real name was Gunther. He's from Germany. My dad, Don. Me now. My daughter, Jordan. Then we've got Jovi, Jones, Penny, and Lily coming up behind them, the grandchildren. So who knows who's going to end up running this place in another 120 years. But look, we got to 120 years old for one reason, and that's we do it right the first time. We don't cut corners. we do it right. You don't want that expensive piece of jewelry falling apart on you, which, folks, trust me, they do. It's easy to have jewelry fall apart and you don't even notice it. So bring it in. We'll check it out. We'll do everything. We'll clean it. It'll look brand new every time you bring it in, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Do want to give a quick shout out to our master jeweler and manager of our shop, Chris. Been with us long, 30 years or more. Had a bad health scare. He's okay. Brother Brad also had a bad health scare. He's okay. So good for all these people. Check us out at SarterHeyman.com. We're at South Point, the outlet store downtown, Grand Island. We're online at SarterHeyman.com on all the socials. And I'll put more interesting things about the fabulous Electric Light Orchestra and Jeff Lynn on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
All right, Rick. Always good stuff. Thanks for time. We'll chat with you next week.
Bye-bye.
It's Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, Telephone Line by ELO. When we come back, I want to get to the Maryland highlight from last night, Michigan State, as well as, is culture overrated or not? We'll discuss that next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.